Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Oh, well, hello, the internet. Welcome to Season 42, Episode 3 of the Daily Zeitgeist for August 1st. Uh-oh, it's the first of the month.
Hey.
My name is Miles Gray, a.k.a. me, I'm Super Miles. Super Duper Miles.
I can Miles the Gray.
Oh, shit. Okay. Dan Corion, or Corion. Oh, man, I'm butchering your name, but at DanC1005, shout out to you for that Missy-inspired AKA, a very fitting one for today's show. And I am pleasured? Excited?
You are pleasure.
I am pleasure to be joined by my very special guest co-host today, Miss Lazy Mostly. You know her. She's a scam goddess. So welcome the scam goddess herself, Lazy.
Hello, everybody's and everyone. I'm so excited to be here. It's your girl, Lazy Mostly, a.k.a. Lazy from the Block, a.k.a. Lil Bow Wow manager at GameStop.
Oh, that's right, because he might be working at GameStop. And we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat, our special guest today.
I'm in the third seat?
Yeah, one, two, three. Well, I guess, yeah, Super Producer Anna Hosnier. That is a throne that Super Producer Anna Hosnier sits in. This is all a right. Seat. Well, got I guess it. Technically it's a beanbag that you're sitting in. But yes, please welcome actor, comedian. He has a show coming out on Showtime on September 9th called Kidding. He co-hosts a podcast called Saving the World with Barry and Lucas. Please welcome Barry Rothbart.
Hey, guys.
How are
it's
you?
It's me, Barry.
There he is.
Also known as Barry Rothbart.
Oh.
Also known as Barry Ross Rothbart. Also known as the King Prince, the Golden Boy,
okay.
And the Champion of the World.
Champion of the World. Where'd you grow up, Barry?
I grew up in New York City.
Oh, so you're not giving yourself the King of New York title?
No, that's for Frank White. Yeah, Frank White. I grew up with Frank White.
Frank White, yeah.
Where in New York City?
Queens.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Are you from Queens?
Absolutely not.
Have you heard of it? Your reaction made it seem like you heard of it.
Well, I used to live in New York.
Oh,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Cool.
I live in Bushwick, but I'm
not
from New York.
Oh, I lived in Bushwick, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, on one stop on the train?
Montrose?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You had little coins, honey. We was going back. I was on the JMZ. I got off at Myrtle Broadway.
Oh, that's a good one.
We called it Murder Broadway.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Nobody called it that.
Oh.
No, there's fresh produce stores there. It's all good.
You should remake just the subway stop to say that, like, you know, in the same Helvetica
Murder
text.
Broadway.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh,
anyway.
Murder
good.
Broadway?
Yeah.
That just sounds like you want to murder people in the theater.
Yeah, or it's an angry thing for, like, off-Broadway productions.
Oh, so God.
Like, yeah, Murder Broadway. We're off-Broadway.
It's completely misconstrued.
Yeah, they're like, what? No. It's a play
it's
on
really
Myrtle.
Aggressive.
Forget it. Before we get into getting to know Barry a little bit, First, we want to do a little bit of a precap, let you know what is coming along in this episode. Today, we're going to talk about Facebook detecting another foreign influence campaign for the midterms. Wow, that's a shocker. What else we got? Oh, we might have some news on who Becky with the good hair is or was.
Oh, I know who it is.
We have a scoop here. We might get to the bottom of this. So all you Beehive Beyonce fans, get ready. Then what else? Oh, you know Donald Trump is having another real shitty day on Twitter, but he's so transparent. We'll just kind of walk you through the tweets and basically link it back to what's actually happening in real life that would make him this nervous. Also, a little bit more on the 3D gun debacle that's going on, as well as maybe a little update on some scams from Lacey Mosley, in addition to some beef that we have with MTV and their choice of who they're giving the MTV Video Vanguard Award to. But before we get into all of that, we like to get to know our guest a little bit more. Barry,
hi.
What is something from your search history, recent search history, that, you know, kind of lets us into your world, gives us an idea of who you are as the king of Queens?
So the last three searches were 69, and those
how to
69.
Just 69.
Just randomly searching the number 69?
Yeah, and then I forgot what this was when I looked at my Google. It just said, hello, neighbor, scary clown doll. And I was on Facebook, and a friend of mine was posting about a scary clown doll that's called the Hello Neighbor Clown Plush. And I just Googled it.
Wait, what is it? It's a
scary plush toy that I think was, it looked really spooky, so I Googled it.
Hello, neighbor. Oh, that face?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Nah.
Does that say anything about me?
Yeah. Well, no. Are you into clowns?
I'm scared of clowns.
So you're coulrophobic?
My family was murdered by a clown.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah. So since then, I've been super scared of it.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a healthy fear then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, shout out to your family.
No, they're dead. So.
Okay. Well,
don't shout them out.
Okay. Well, rest in rings in the Ringling Brothers Circus. So Barry, tell me some, what's something that you think is overrated?
Overrated. I just started watching the Jersey Shore reunion show.
Okay,
that was kind of, I think it sucks. I don't like it.
It's garbage.
It's so garbage. I like the original, and now I'm just like, it just feels like it's a lot of sad stuff with
prison Mike.
Yeah, him going to prison, and then they're just a little old. It's like hanging out with your uncles in a cool Miami house.
Right, right, right.
And aunts. It's just, I don't know, it's a little overrated.
Yeah, well, I think the magic of the original run of the show, and you tell me if you agree, but I think it was just sort of like that we were seeing these people who were authentically themselves, who had yet to be corrupted by their own fame.
Yes.
So you're like, oh, of course. Like, we're just seeing them do themselves, like maybe an exaggerated version because they have cameras around, but you could tell they weren't sort of self-conscious or, you know,
because it's an hour of, you know, when people like old comics go on the road and they're just like, do the joke, do the
right.
It's like do the character, and they're all just kind of doing the character that they had.
Right.
Yeah. Lacey, and their faces are terrifying.
I know, because everybody getting all that plastic surgery, it's like, come on, leave that alone. Y'all are so beautiful.
I'm watching Floribama Shore. That's the New Jersey Shore.
Is that the wave? I saw two episodes and
Floribama,
I was a little bit.
Floribama is
Floribama?
Lit. Okay, so the first two episodes were a little bit dry. Well, actually, no, I feel like the second episode, it really kind of got lit. They are kind of a little more elevated simply because, you know, social media age, so they know they're on reality TV. However, they all have some problems, like real
That's
problems.
What you want.
And it's very fun. Like, first of all, they all have fun spellings of their names. Courtney with a K and O, a U and I in there somehow.
Oh, like K-O-U-R-T-N-I?
Yes, and she's crazy. She punches holes in walls. She gets real drunk.
Wow. Like, they know how to cast them.
They do. But, and I mean, they take away your phone and shit, so you really are
so you go
kind
crazy
of back in the dark age. And they get you drunk at like 7 in the morning. Yes.
Right. Do you watch The Bachelor?
That's too classy for me. I've been rewatching Flavor of Love.
That's super producer Anna Hosni.
Have you seen Party Down South?
No.
It's like redneck Jersey Shore.
Oh, wow.
It's these awful people just getting like blackout drunk every night and fighting each other. It's really fun.
What was that one that was in like West Virginia, I feel like, where like somebody passed away?
Oh, they had to take that off the
on
air.
On MTV?
Yeah,
that was it. That
Buck
was it.
Wild. Buck Wild.
Buck Wild.
Oh, Buck Wild. No,
it was Buck Wild. Yeah, no, they were.
Woo. That was a, that, woo. That, they went a little
how
too
far. How did he
dark.
Die?
I think it was somebody had a drug overdose.
He died at a party.
Or something.
Yeah, they were going ham.
Of Buck Wilderness.
Damn.
And yeah, it is a bummer because you're like, damn, you guys are just like shitty parents or spouses or they just, you know, they've been ruined.
I mean, did you think that they was going to have an upswing?
I just think they've worked through their problems. They're not experiencing problems in the moment. They're kind of more evolved, and it's like, who wants to just watch people that are kind of okay?
And Eve, like,
just hang out.
And when Snooki, like, straight up, like, poisoned that woman with alcohol, that's when I was like, nah, this show's fucking like, you're actually, like, you're trying to poison somebody.
I didn't even get there.
Oh, yeah, she gave this girl so much vodka that she ended up just being, like, I probably got straight up alcohol poisoning and was a mess. And they were just like giggling. They're like, let's just get her super fucked up so she can't do anything. And they kept just giving her. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. And that's when I was like, why isn't this a controversy?
She's
like,
dead.
Yeah.
No, she luckily it was fine. But it was just like one of those moments where you watch it and you're like, this show's gone too far.
Yeah, you're also way too old for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Bray, what's something that is underrated?
White noise machines. Oh. I've been sleeping with a white noise machine. It's amazing.
Wow. Nice. The one from Brookstone?
Rain? No, I can't afford that. Okay. I got like Amazon, like $20.
Is it me on YouTube making white noise? That's a side hustle.
I have a hand cranked like bicycle pedal that has a rain stick on one end. And once I get that going really good.
Ooh, yes.
8 minutes of sound.
You got to try it, guys.
I used to sleep with one because like when I was finishing college, I was just having trouble like sleeping because the economy was so bad, and I was like, I don't even know if
is that you stay up at late at night thinking about the economy.
Well, yeah,
specifically
yeah,
the economy.
Exactly,
the Dow Jones just runs through my mind.
What are
we
gonna do about these insurance rates?
Man, yeah, I'm like, I've got all these T bills. Yeah,
and you had a fun time in college.
Yeah, it was.
The deficit's going up.
I gotta go
up.
Home. Yeah, there's a deficit.
And then I would just take a bunch of Xanax and then not know what happened, but. Yeah, I realized I had one that like NASA scientists had designed it so there would be like neuroacoustics going through it, like theta waves or alpha waves to kind of keep your brain in a flow as you sleep. But now I just have that app. There's like an app that
I used to do that. It just wasn't enough. Didn't fill the room.
Yeah.
I'm also, I wanted to talk about this on the way here. I thought about it. I'm into mom rock from the 90s. Do you guys ever listen to like Cyndi Lauper?
Lauper, I've not heard that pronunciation.
Lauper?
Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah.
I thought it was Lauper.
I mean, it's spelled Lauper, but that's, I remember as a kid, the first time I read it, and I'm like, this can't be Cyndi Lauper.
Songs like Back on the Chain Gang.
Okay.
And I don't know, just like stuff moms were into.
Who's another
Janet
mom rock
Jackson.
Artist? Janet Jackson. We're calling that mom rock now?
Yeah.
What?
What's the last great song Janet Jackson has had?
Oh, come on, why you gotta go there?
She had that song with J. Cole.
Yeah, but nobody
knows. It was about sex.
I think her last great one was in the 90s, right?
All her songs are about
sex. I mean,
she hasn't had one in a while. My first
there's that one with Busta Rhymes, wasn't
that? Janet Jackson album.
The J. Cole one was good.
It was?
Yes.
How come I don't remember it?
Fairly recent.
I don't remember that.
I'll look it up.
One of my favorites is Got
Can we
to
play
Lick
songs
on
here?
What? Sometimes we do, yeah. Okay, so that's cool. Mom rock. I gotta look into that. That shows you how old we're getting. We're like, I was just like, what do you mean that's mom rock? Then I'm a mom?
Yeah, you're
like,
so old, man.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, it's called No Sleep. Everybody look it up. That's a good little romancing song.
Really? No Sleep.
Yeah, that how it goes?
Till Brooklyn.
Baby,
till
we Brooklyn. Didn't get no sleep.
I never sleep.
Tell me something. What is a myth? What is something that people are getting wrong that you know that they're getting wrong? Some myth they're living in. So just shatter some minds right now.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to talk about the JFK assassination. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's too much.
No, preach on, brother.
I've been in between projects the last few weeks, and I've just really got obsessed with JFK.
Mm-hmm.
He was killed by the CIA. People don't talk about that.
So you have the CIA. Okay, that's interesting.
You know,
we have the one that
that's
Jack
not
O'Brien,
really a myth.
Well, Jack
I had
O'Brien,
another one I forgot. But.
Well, Jack O'Brien always likes to say that it was actually a Secret Service member behind him who errantly shot his gun, and they were covering for him because he heard one thing. And he's, I don't know, Jack would be in here telling you all kinds of shit, and then we would play the Curb Your Enthusiasm conspiracy theory music that we
so
always play.
So he had to finish the job because he accidentally shot something?
No, I think that fatal shot actually came from a Secret Service member's, like, rifle.
Whoa.
Like that, like, fell behind and, like, errantly shot him from the. Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's an even wilder one. So, yeah, if you want to really take that rabbit hole down.
Well, yeah, no, then there's, like, weird stuff about the Black Umbrella guy. Do you know about that? It was a sunny day and there was only one person on the route with an umbrella and it was at the exact position where he was shot.
Really?
And he had a black umbrella. And he was dressed all in black.
Mm. Interesting.
Is that odd?
Could have been Farnsworth Bentley. Puff Daddy's old attaché.
It's actually the Farnsworth
Bentley. It was Farnsworth.
Yeah.
Farnsworth.
That's like the myth I really wanted.
Yeah, the umbrella man, yeah. Farnsworth Bentley.
My auntie was in the video.
What do you mean?
The JFK assassination?
Yeah, when JFK got shot, there's a little black lady who grabs her cheeks, and that's my auntie.
Really?
I'm from Dallas.
She grabbed her cheeks?
Yeah, she was the cheek lady? No.
Like her yeeks or her cheeks?
What?
Like this?
Yeah, it's her cheeks, okay. Not her ass cheeks. Yeah, my granny is actually twerking in the JFK assassination video. Get with it, y'all.
Yeah. The Zapruder film is actually really lit if you play it to back that ass up.
Have you played it to back that ass up?
It's wild. Okay, cool. Well, let's get into the show. So we found out yesterday morning that old narc Zuckerberg basically got his shit together and he was trying to show us that he's looking out for us this time and saying that they detected some bad pages, saying that they had removed pages that had more than 290,000 followers. The most followed Facebook pages were Azatlan Warriors, Black Elevation, and Mindful Being and Resistors. And the company said
Black
that
Elevation.
Pages... Yeah, we'll get into that. said the pages ran 150 ads for a total of approximately $11,000. And they were saying that, yes, this is part of their campaign, essentially, to further get people to identify with a side so it's easier to begin dividing and conquering from the inside. Now, when you look, though, at the pages, right? Like, you were even like, what? Black Elevation? It was just stuff of, like, Huey Newton or, like, other people that were just sort of, like, black leaders. I think it's meant to basically get people who identify with any kind of black liberation movement or something to further kind of put themselves in that side. So I'm sure for your disinformation campaigns, it's easier for you to target people based on their likes or whatever. But then the other ones were kind of
interesting. So it was playing both sides.
Yeah, always. I mean, and even in 2016, that was the case, too. Like, they had...
Like, creating fake... conflicts.
Yeah, there was one called Blacktivist that was a Russian-made page that was meant to just, it was showing a lot of police brutality videos and essentially just stoke the rage on both sides to get it to a fever pitch. But when you look at some of the stuff, like Resistors is one of the pages, right? And like in that one, it was, you know, it's just a sort of a resist Trump kind of normal Facebook group. And one of the pages, like Facebook was showing, like, here's some of the posts that we took down from the groups that we had to take down. And this one from the Resistors was just said, women do not have to, and it was a bullet-pointed list, be thin, cook for you, have long hair, wear makeup, be feminine, be graceful, have sex with you, shave, diet, be fashionable, wear pink, love men, listen to your bullshit. And so...
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, right. So it was a little bit like, okay.
Like, are they going overboard?
Right.
They were like, look, we took down some conspiracy groups. Have y'all heard of this bitch, Susan G. Komen? She been out here passing out ribbons and shit. Yeah. We got rid of her ass on Facebook.
I don't know what cure she racing for.
But we over that.
She better be racing for the door.
We cancel her. Like, what? Are y'all looking at this shit?
Then another one was Mindful Being, which was just sort of like a trippy spiritual kind of group. And this one was like, you know, that like weird psychedelic art that fucking people sell it like Venice Boardwalk, and it just says, we must unlearn what we have learned because a conditioned mind cannot comprehend the infinite. And I mean, that is really the
so
biggest threat
like,
to our democracy.
They're just like basic bitches. They were like, Russia was like, we're going to be basic on Facebook.
Or something. I mean, another one
we're
was...
just going to be annoying.
Another one was like a confront fascism, just basically a counter-protest to the Unite the Right rally that might happen on the on August 10th, 12th, around the Charlottesville anniversary in D.C. So it was interesting, like... A lot of people were just sort of like, oh, yeah, good thing they took these dangerous ass
like,
images
what?
Down that like they weren't as, you know, because the last one, it was like more sort of in your face, right?
Yeah.
It would be like Jesus and fucking Satan arm wrestling.
Yeah.
And Satan was like, if I win, Hillary wins. And then Jesus is like, not if I can do something about it. And he has like a MAGA hat on. Like,
Lord.
I get.
They're oiled up.
Yeah. No, it really was. It was wild. Like, also.
It's like pseudo-erotic.
Hey, my guy, Beelzebub, he's been working in the gym because fucking those biceps were jacked, daddy.
I've been with Satan shooting in the gym.
Satan's going to fuck Jesus.
Yeah, like, they're so hot. And yeah, so it was a little bit odd because those were a little more like overt propaganda, yeah. or other ones are just like Hillary has like this, you know, underground pedophile network.
Right.
But I guess at the very least, it's good
she
to
doesn't?
Know. Well, you know, I don't want to say on this show.
Because so are they saying that they?
But she might or might not.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, what does this do? It just divides people.
Well, yeah, I think
for
that's
no reason.
The biggest thing is that the more you can get people to feel like if there's a binary choice, if like if am I on this side or that side,
yes.
the more entrenched people are going to yes. get, and it's going to be harder for us to recover or be able to see
if you,
past that.
If you give people two choices, they will always fight each other.
Right.
So more choices makes them think. Clearer.
Right.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is why Cheesecake Factory.
Two choices is us versus them. Cheesecake Factory, no Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory, you just go, fuck this place.
Roll the dice.
Yeah, it's too
Wait,
many things.
So are they saying that these pages were operated by Russians?
Well, they have a reason to believe it because the same tactics or the way that they were saying it was like inauthentic behavior activity that they were creating, like it was the same sort of game plan or methodology that was used in 2016.
And it's
I don't know if it's Russia, right? They're just saying it's like these people that wanted to influence the
election.
Yeah,
but it's most like anything else, like where it started through Romania or like Macedonia or something, but
so it's
the
like
GRU.
The same location.
Yeah, they're just being smarter because the last time also they paid in rubles for their ads, so that was a clear thing. So now they're paying in like Canadian and American dollars.
I mean, it's crazy, but is it illegal? Is it just kind of fucked up?
What
or
they've
is it...
done to influence our elections, like they kind of deemed that it was unethical, mm-hmm. and Facebook has really tried to come back and make sanctions. Only because they asked got lit up in court.
Yeah. Well, they've had to do
and
something.
And they lost like $18 billion last week.
123.
Really?
Yeah. Overnight.
Yeah. 123. I thought, maybe Zuckerberg himself lost 18
Yeah, he
billion.
Lost that, but the company the itself company, lost 123.
Yeah, the stock went down.
That's so worth four Twitters.
So is it like they make these pages to try to garner like a certain demographic, and then during election season they start using that? Like, because once you like a page, you can see everything that they post. So is it like then they switch it up? Is
it's just more to create as much chaos as possible, because the more you have people thinking, well, I'm on this side fighting Black Lives Matter people.
Okay.
And I'm on Black Lives Matter side fighting these fucking fascists or whatever. It's going to be, their whole point is to be as divisive as possible, create as much division as possible.
Okay.
When really we know who the fucking enemy is, it's the fucking billionaires at the top, not each other. They got us fucked up fighting each other when look at who owns all the wealth. And that's why, who's a greater threat to you, ISIS or your crippling medical debt?
Right.
And then who do you assign
Immediate
that to?
Threat.
So, you know, that's... Okay. That's my moment of wokeness.
Good for you, Facebook. I'm glad y'all haven't caught my pages yet. Mail cash.
Mail me cash.
Y'all keep
you
liking my
me
page.
At Barry
Mail
Rothbard
me cash.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
And who's on Facebook still?
Like old people.
It's just our dad's worst
Miller.
Friends that are all just like yelling at each other.
I'm going to start.
TJ Miller. Is that what he said?
I'm going to draft one of those scary Facebook messages, the chain messages.
Oh, yeah. Because
I want to see if I can get one popping.
You probably could.
Yeah.
Honestly, you could.
Because I'm tired of my old-ass uncle sending me that shit.
Right.
Honestly, I just
like,
want to
hey, watch
play...
out. Don't sit on those movie theater seats. You might get AIDS. Right? Somebody put a needle on
Is that true?
That was like a shit from AOL.
Yeah, my mom used to say that.
I'm going to write
and
one.
Tuna.
Someone's
she thought tuna
these.
Fish gave you AIDS.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Tuna fish.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll explore that later.
I just want to play Farmville.
Right.
That's all.
And then
I
be left
do.
Alone.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the things is because Facebook has caught so much heat and like conservatives are like, you're censoring our free speech. When it's like, hold on, you have people out here calling gun violence victims crisis actors and shit like that to completely misinform and obscure actual world events. That should be off the fucking internet because that's harmful and it doesn't help anyone aside from creating, you know, sort of inoculating your followers to against. Reason or to be, you know, more receptive to whatever narrative you want to give them. That
yeah, but you can't
sense.
Do the problem is, I agree, you can't take lying off the internet, though. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, at
like,
the very
you can't
least,
be like,
you can get
oh,
it
this
off
is
Facebook.
A bad lie.
You can get it off Facebook at the very least. I mean, that we'll never control people's sort of impulse to do that, but I think at the very least, if you're at the, you know, if you're at the levers of Facebook, then you can be like,
or you
is
have
harmful.
To kind of make it clear that these aren't real people anymore. Like, Facebook is not like, that's a person who's a real person. Like, we're just kind of chaos.
Right.
We're just MySpace now. So come here if you really feel like it.
Yeah, right.
You know? Because you're pretending that these are real people.
Well, I think a lot of older people, though, who that's their connection to news and other things like that. I think younger people might be a little more savvy and still use it just as general communication.
It's got to be
tool,
caution.
But I think, on one side, because Republicans have pressed them so hard, it's like a lot of these pages are more left leaning. I feel like it's also showing them, they're like, hey man, we also caught some bad stuff that was meant to like get liberals excited, you know, it wasn't just all the stuff that's like, you know, anti.
Yeah, it seems stuff. Like they really kind of came out to be like, look, Trump supporters, like we shut down Black Elevation.
Yeah, like it's like, hey, but it was fake, so you know, whatever. And then
we hated the Ghostbusters reboot.
Yeah,
it's like, wait, what?
Like, guys, we're on everybody's side.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay.
It's not just about Trump.
Yeah, but the problem is there's no like cool young progressives that are still going on Facebook every day. It's like older Trump supporters.
I mean, I'll be on there.
Really?
Yeah, but I also used to make fake MySpace accounts. So. Oh,
yeah. I do. I've been creating fake MySpace accounts to affect the election.
Still, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's not working as well as I would have thought.
Fake bands. I just create fake bands.
The microwave.
Trump is in my top eight.
I have a question for you, Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, was that last summer, 2 summers ago, when the Lemonade album came out and everyone was like, who the fuck is Becky with the good hair? When Beyonce was basically letting the world know that Jay-Z cheated on her with some woman.
Oh, my wife
with
got
the
so mad
hair.
About that.
We're still not over it. Yeah. This On the Run tour, I'll be like, I'm not trying to see this little old man.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Get his ass out of here.
Yeah.
And who is dressing him? Child, he over here shopping in Migos' closet.
Wearing the silk shirts and shit.
It's not okay.
So you were telling me Amber Rose thinks she knows. Tell me why Amber Rose is suddenly...
Amber Rose, of all people. And also, you just have to know the origin of this, because just even how this conversation came about, I was like, I'm so confused. So Amber Rose was on Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag's podcast. I'm not even going
to
say the name.
Shout
I can't
out to 2005.
I can't promote this bullshit. So she said on the podcast, which how did these people even link up? I don't know. Cocaine parties?
No, it's probably. Like it's like digital media celebrities. Like they all have like the same PR people.
Okay, well one day y'all catch me on Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag's podcast. So she said on the podcast, I definitely think that Gwyneth Paltrow is Becky with the good hair. I feel like she was the one who was like, effing Jay-Z, right? They were friends, and then you don't see Gwyneth Paltrow with Beyonce anymore, and it just seems like she was the one fucking Jay-Z, and that Gwyneth lost her husband, but Beyonce is still with Jay.
Mm. Damn, Gwyneth?
Gwyneth.
Can you imagine? I don't want to imagine
that. How old is Gwyneth?
I mean, probably Jay-Z's
80?
Age.
How old is she?
I mean, she looks amazing for her age.
She does.
She is 45
she's not a human
years
being,
old.
I don't think.
Oh, she's 45?
She's 45. Wow. She'll be 46 this year.
Real good.
She's great.
Well, when you got all those yoni eggs and putting like placenta on your face, you're going to look like you're 12 years old.
I'm
going
to have all infant's blood on my face every day.
Yeah. So,
did you guys yoni egg this morning?
Oh, I'm yoning right now.
I'm fully yoni egged.
I'm fully yoned. I'm yoning out of control right now. About to break this thing.
You guys up to 4 or 5? How many you guys do?
I've got 3 in there. Are they levels? They're levels to it or
not? I'm a pack a day. It's a pack a day habit.
Pack a day.
12 pack.
They're just shattered. I'm just farting out dust.
It's interesting because everyone always thought that this was Rachel Roy.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure we probably still think it's Rachel Roy.
Rachel Roy or Rachel Ray?
See, that was the issue that the Hive had.
Okay.
Is that everybody, like, the Hive was like, fuck this. We don't give a fuck. We gonna get every Rachel. So right. They like, Rachel Ray is just a nice little cooking white lady. And she was like, hey guys, I got a new cheesecake recipe. And it was like, nah, fuck you, bitch. You try to fuck Beyonce, man. We gonna kill you.
I can't believe Rachel Ray fucked Jay-Z. That would be... That's the story of the century. That'll
yeah,
break the internet.
She got so much harassment for that. I felt bad for little Rachel Ray.
Right.
We started a press circle for my sis because the Hive was not taking it.
Because like saying Becky with the good hair is, to me,
it's
would,
like redundant.
Becky would mean either a white woman
or
maybe a light-skinned woman because you said good hair, because I don't think you would just refer to a white woman with the white woman
with
good hair.
Yeah, we don't call white
ladies good
hair.
Would be
good
like
hair,
you're
yeah.
mixed or you're black. You know what I mean?
Rachel Ray has good hair.
Rachel Ray has amazing hair.
She does.
Yeah.
It's very shiny.
Very healthy.
Great dog food. Rachel Ray Nutrish. Brought to you by Rachel Ray Nutrish.
She puts dog food in her hair.
And then also, but then when I look at Rachel Roy, she's half Dutch, half Bengali Indian. So I could see how maybe that could give a little more credence to the naming, the label of Becky with good hair.
Yeah.
Because also we know the most lit weave hair comes out of India.
Yeah.
You know?
Or
that
Brazil.
Virgin Remy.
Or
oh, really? Is there some? Does Brazil have the lit Virgin Remy?
They do. I purchased mostly from Brazil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very fresh.
What do
they
call
theirs?
They
just cut it off the woman right before
I got
there. It. Right
there. Yeah. How, wait, and what do you call the Brazilian? What's the equivalent of the Virgin Remy from India?
Oh, it's just Brazilian.
They just call that virgin Brazilian?
Virgin. Yeah, it's just all virgin, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I love Brazilian hair.
And this is Weave Extension Talk.
So they were attacking Rachel Ray for a while, too, so it's funny that you brought her up. But I don't know if I could see Gwyneth Paltrow fucking Jay-Z. That imagery is not appealing.
I think it's hot.
I could see it. Like, I don't know. If she's like, Chris,
hot. I think it's pretty hot.
It like makes sense for like if you're.
I'm picturing it right now, guys. I think I need to go to the bathroom.
If it's Chris Martin,
I poo when I'm hot. I get turned on.
Oh, you me too. All right. Well, hey, we brothers in arms. They have. I could feel like if for cheating, right? Like because Jay-Z is the opposite of Chris Martin, that it can make sense from that standpoint where they're like, I just need something different.
How'd you Jay-Z's say that they broke up? Jay-Z's Chris. The opposite of Chris Martin. That probably is very
That's
accurate.
That's a fun game. Yeah. Thinking of who's the opposite of people.
Chris Martin, Jay-Z.
Who's the opposite of Barack Obama? One of the
Jeff
Olsen
Sessions.
Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the complete opposite.
Tommy Lahren. I think Tommy Lahren is the opposite.
Oh, no, because she's still kind of cute. No.
Well, she's cute.
Barack
have you seen her
fine.
Before photos?
Yeah. Oh, that five head.
Before Fox News?
She looked like Gandalf.
That's crazy.
She looked like she was out here searching for rings, honey.
Okay, well, on that, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
And we're back. So we knew, I think on Monday, we were talking about how the night before on Sunday, Trump was really going crazy on the Twitter, really releasing his Twitter fingers. And people were like, I wonder what was going on. Well, we were speculating that's because Paul Manafort's trial was about to start. Mm-hmm. And then maybe that has something to do with it. And then Rudy Giuliani was out here just fucking up left and right, ooh, burning stores, harsh, and shit, man. Yeah, well, you know, that's how I label people, you know what I mean? Trump has Giuliani. His, yeah, Giuliani. Oh yeah. I'm here
Rudy
for the heavy
Giulianus.
Ooh. Ooh. Holy yes. Shit. Rudy Giuliani.
Anna, write that one down. Write it down. Yes. We got to record that. Record that. And we're going to retake that before the segment. And we're back. So no. So now we see last night, or this morning, Trump had all kinds of tweets. And I just kind of want to break down each tweet to sort of indicate what this is sort of about. Because there's a few things giving Donald Trump trouble right now in terms of his legal jeopardy because he's not a good boy. So this morning, his first off top, he just fires off a tweet about, you know, Agent Peter Strzok, who's the FBI agent who tweeted or who messaged Lisa Page, I think is her name, who's an FBI lawyer about he's like, we have to stop this guy, meaning talking about Trump. And then yeah. The Republicans just took that one snippet, even though he said all this other stuff around it, to say the FBI was against Donald Trump the whole time, when really that's the FBI doesn't work like that unless they're trying to kill civil rights leaders. But so here's the
CIA.
Thing. Yeah, them too. Look, yeah. They all work together. So he goes, FBI agent Peter Strzok on the Mueller team, parentheses, should have recused himself on day one. And he's sort of it's a quote that Alan Dershowitz gave. You know, amazing legal mind. But he said the FBI was out to stop the election of Donald Trump. He needed an insurance policy. Those are illegal, improper goals trying to influence the election. He should never have been allowed to remain in the FBI while he himself was being investigated. This is a real issue. It won't go into a Mueller report because Mueller is going to protect these guys. Mueller has an interest in creating the illusion of objectivity around this investigation. So again, this is an attack on the Mueller investigation. He's trying to discredit Robert Mueller and the FBI. And it seems like clearly this is a tweet of somebody who's worried. You know, you don't just fire this off out of nowhere. But this is his attempt of being like, yo, don't listen to Robert Mueller because he's fucking whack anyway, is sort of how I'm distilling that. Mm. Then next up, he really starts cranking the volume up on the panic stereo. He says, this is a terrible situation. And Attorney General Jeff Sessions
should
stop.
Love your Trump
stop.
Impression.
Oh, I mean, I normally have another one, but I just like do it like this. This is outraged white guy. This is a terrible. Okay, we'll do it like this. This is a terrible situation. And Attorney General Jeff Sessions should stop this rigged witch hunt right now, before it continues to stain our country any further. Bob Mueller is a totally conflicted, and his 17 angry Democrats that are doing his dirty work are a disgrace to USA. Is the Australian version. But again, he's literally saying, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, stop the fucking investigation. But if, again, he's panicked because he doesn't realize that Rod Rosenstein is the one who's actually overseeing that investigation. So maybe this is him saying,
who's supposedly going to get impeached.
Yeah, but not anymore, because once, like, everyone else in House leadership looked at the Freedom Caucus's, like, articles of impeachment, they're like, you're angry because they didn't redact sensitive material quick enough and give you information that you had no right having in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get behind this one.
Like, nah, bro, we good.
They only have like a couple votes. Like they couldn't even get it to a vote. But at the very least, that impeachment thing is them trying to create some kind of pretext for Donald Trump to be like,
well, sometimes I wonder how much would have to come out for people to turn on him, on Trump. For them to be like, okay, you did something bad. I think anything short of him on a call being like, I want to collude with Russia.
Yeah.
Would be like, people would be like, that's ridiculous.
Well, and even then, who knows? Because Rudy Giuliani was out here on Monday being like, collusion isn't a crime.
On your podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
That's crazy.
Well, it was me doing a voice, but come on, don't blow up the illusion. We had him on the show. No, like, yeah, their new legal defense is, well, I mean, collusion isn't a crime. Like, what is that even? So maybe
what
if you did.
What is a crime?
What is a crime?
You're going to say it's a crime?
Yeah, no, and that's kind of where they're at sort of rhetorically.
We change the law. Law changes all the time. Yeah. What do you mean? What the
fuck? Show me what laws are.
Yeah. Okay, where's your law book? The Ten Commandments? I don't see collusion in there. So
we just got to start dismantling like everything. Like, what is space? Yeah. What is time?
What is an atom?
What is the United States? Okay, for real.
Because I think it wasn't even popping that much in the first place.
Think about it. Okay, this is all Pangea anyway. So what are we even saying? Thank you.
That's where the level of discourse is.
My family's
is
from
headed.
Pangaea.
Oh, wow. You're Pangaean?
Yeah. I did 23andMe. I found out I'm,
you were Pangaean?
I'm a quarter Pangaean.
Amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that nuts?
That's so beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I won't participate in that because they give your DNA to the feds.
Me too.
I don't want to.
Nah, bruh. We commit crimes
That's bad.
Out here.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the people on Twitter. One person on Twitter was like, I would love to tell you more about why it's dangerous like to give your genetic material out. And I was like, reading, I was like, yeah, these are good points. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. So again, we're seeing now that clearly based off that tweet, if he's calling for the end of the Russia probe now, that means they must be just, they
hot
it's getting fucking hot for him. Because obviously he's going to know a little bit more than he leads us on to believe or will let us know what he actually knows. But clearly this is the actions of somebody who's guilty, right?
And I think how many times does he have to ask before we just end this witch hunt?
I know, right?
Just do it. He's the president.
Yeah.
End the witch hunt.
What's the problem?
Yes.
Why are we not listening to him?
Well, the other thing too is like he's using in this tweet of saying Bob Mueller is totally conflicted. That's not even true. Again, Giuliani was on Fox or CNN and he was like, well, you know, Mueller's totally got all these conflicts of interest. And like, they're like, what evidence do you have? And he's like, well, I don't know. The president seems to know. And he's like, but if it's what I think it is, I would also think it's a conflict of interest. And they're like, well, what is it? And he's like, I can't say. So it's just, it's bullshit.
You know,
and also,
nuts. These people have been lying for maybe their whole lives.
Yeah.
And how are they still so bad at it?
Yeah, they should be much better.
You know,
like,
write
awesome
your
lies down.
Lying.
Have a lie journal like I do.
Know your lies. Have like like one backup piece of evidence to your lies.
Exactly.
That you
well, I think that's the benefit of being like a powerful white man who can lie is because normally you
tell me about it.
You can get away with it.
You
can get away with
earlier.
It. Yeah. And I'm like, Barry, prove your name is Barry. And he's like, oh, shit, I forgot my ID.
Trust me.
It
fake
is.
Fake news.
Yeah, like the real Barry Rothbard comes in.
He comes in like, hey, guys,
wait,
you know the podcast?
Oh, fuck. Mark, what are you doing here? What'd I say?
Yoink.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things, too. If you do something and you get away with it over and over and over again, you sort of gaslight yourself into thinking that's how the world works.
Right.
And now you're coming up against.
Yes.
It's a different story when you're scheming in New York City and doing all that shit, doing business deals and stuff like that. But now it's the federal government and like the FBI is involved. They're going to do their due
diligence.
Yeah,
but I mean, they're lying like an 8-year-old who got caught with chocolate on his face.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
did you eat chocolate?
This is crazy lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I think it's because when you're so blatantly guilty, I guess your only defense is to blatantly lie. You know, there's no like gray area about it. So all they have is to be like, no, that's not true.
It's just terrifying how far this is going.
But yeah, again, when you look at Mueller's shit list, you know who else is on there is Paul Manafort.
Oh, God.
And his trial started yesterday. So again, cue Trump with the Manafort tweets.
I mean, when these conspiracy theorists are talking about lizard people, they're talking about Manafort, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's like a lizard. He's like a straight-up lizard person.
Yes. Have you seen the movie Thinner?
Yeah.
He's that. And remember the one dude got the
curse?
Is he the
old guy who puts the curse on him?
Well, no.
Yeah.
Remember his one friend turned into a lizard.
Yeah.
Remember he was getting all that fucking scales and shit. He's like, I don't know, man.
I read Thinner when I was a kid.
Yes.
How crazy is that?
You're a dark ass kid.
It's like 600 pages.
Yeah,
that book.
Just a.
And then there was like a 10-page description of a hand job in the middle of it.
Ooh.
Isn't that how he crashed?
You know that? That's how he crashed.
Yeah. Isn't the thing was like he was getting a hand job
but
while driving
like,
and he
like
killed the gypsy woman.
10-page description of
how
it goes. How
do you describe a hand job in 10 pages?
Just so many adjectives.
It's so erotic.
Just a lot of.
That's
you know,
that means Stephen King has probably never had a hand job.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna just devote 10 pages to what I think it would be like.
Yeah. I was like 8 reading that. I was like, what is this? I don't understand how that works.
And it ends with a pedestrian versus motor vehicle accident.
Like,
you're like,
this is so dark.
Yeah.
See, that's what we need to give the kids for abstinence. We just read them
thinner?
The 10-page
thinner
hand
job that ends in a car wreck and you get cursed.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Manafort trial starts, and boy, I would be tweeting like Donald Trump too if I had these weak-ass arguments that his defense team has. So Trump, he just starts tweeting out, Paul Manafort worked for Ronald Reagan, Bob Dole, and many other highly prominent and respected political leaders. He worked for me for a very short time. Why didn't government tell me that he was under investigation? These old charges have nothing to do with collusion. A hoax. Now again,
oh, Lord.
Before he was like, I don't really know Paul Manafort. And now he's like, this guy's a fine dude. And again, he thinks that putting his resume up is an actual defense for his fraud and money laundering in addition to work on behalf of like Putin puppets like Viktor Yanukovych and other evil motherfuckers. So again, flimsy defense that you can only point to Bob Dole and Ronald Reagan to be like, and see, that's why he's not guilty of this other shit now.
Here's the thing is it's not about what Manafort did. They got Manafort so that he could testify against Trump.
Right.
The charges were like, let's just find charges. They don't care about getting Manafort.
Yeah.
This isn't about him being like guilty or not guilty. This is about him being like, hey, we'll give you less jail time. You're probably going to be in jail the rest
of your
life.
Either way, yeah.
But what about if we give you 10 less years than that and you take down the president? And
right. This is like the Wire terms. Like, he's a corner boy and the president
is
like
this,
the distro.
This trial doesn't matter. None of that matters. He's going to testify.
Could you imagine like Stringer Bell? He's like, yo, one of those D-boys, like, they're upstanding young men.
Yeah.
You see how they throw in that word. Work across the street in that tennis ball. Have you seen an arm on a kid like that?
Ain't nobody out here selling crack. Yeah. We just all hang out outside.
We playing catch.
We dab each other up a lot.
So no, I haven't seen The Wire.
Oh,
you guys ruined it.
Wow.
It's about crack.
We ruined
the whole thing.
The whole description of The Wire. But yeah, it's interesting though, because
watch it now.
President Trump has used his office more than any president in history to validate everything that he said. Instead of like coming with facts or receipts or anything, he's like, I'm the president. Believe me.
Yeah.
Also, I've never heard the term witch hunt used in a situation where the person wasn't super guilty.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like every witch hunt, except for real witch hunts, was actually made in good cause.
Hey, look, this is a different era we're in. And again, I just have to point to like the start of this trial as I was reading about, like, you know, they made their opening remarks, statements, I guess, for the defense and prosecution. So the prosecution they were just pointing to all of his money. They're like, you know, he's been paid like maybe $60 million to fuck around in the elections of oligarchs over in Eastern Europe. You know, how he has all these houses and cars. They fucking actually held up like shit, like extravagant things he bought, like a fucking ostrich jacket that was $15,000 fucking dollars.
Yes.
Just to be like, this guy's a fucking scammer, finesser. Like, just
you know, it's actually easier than you think to make your own.
Really?
Ostrich jacket? You gotta just kill an ostrich.
Yeah, just $15,000. That guy
Damn,
ripped off.
That's fancy. I want an ostrich jacket.
So they were pretty confident because they're like, we also have so many, like, even literal receipts to show you to point to this guy's fuckery. And then so the poor man, the people representing Paul Manafort, the defense, they got nothing because first, their fucking client is just an idiot who was doing all his shit out in the open. They're fucking, we've talked about this before on the show, like, their emails with him talking to Rick Gates, who he used to work with, about being like, hey, man, I don't know how to alter this PDF so it says I have more income so I can get this loan. Yeah. Like, I can't do it in Word. And then so he did it for him and sends him a Word document back. And he's like, hey, can you make this a PDF for me? Like, the whole fucking...
The subject of the email is crime.
No, like,
well, yeah,
nearly.
Yeah.
And so they have to defend
somebody.
Don't
read this.
Yeah. Don't read this evidence.
No, I don't think old people knew that emails were things that could ever come out. I think they were like, no, it's on my computer. I'm sending it to someone else's computer. Never going to be a thing.
So, you know, again, they don't have much to defend. It's going to be hard to defend somebody where the evidence is just a mountain of evidence in front of them that they have to defend. So, again, his attorney, Thomas Zenly, he basically was trying to humanize Manafort and, like, asked Paul Manafort to stand.
Oh,
and
God.
The lawyer was saying, like, I'm proud to represent him. And then he said,
he has legs.
Yeah.
He's not a lizard.
He is a biped. He was saying, Manafort is a talented political consultant, a second-generation immigrant, and the first in his family to go to college. He has been at the, quote, pinnacle of U.S. politics for 40 years and a driving force in the candidacy of multiple U.S. presidents. And for that, he said, Paul Manafort has rendered a valuable service to our system of government. And then the judge interrupted him and just right into his thing goes, I take it you plan to offer evidence? Like, don't just come up here and just say this shit. He's like,
bloop.
Come out with the receipts, fam, because you can stand this man up and say all this shit, but we're
here
to fucking get
this
done. He's
like, look, this is all we got, okay?
And the whole courtroom went, oh!
Yeah, oh! I think literally they heard a dance hall air horn, like, go like, off in the background. Somebody had an aerosol can with the flame.
Ham!
Ham!
With the flame.
Man, R.I.P. Ham horn, huh?
Ham horn. I have it on my phone.
Oh, did you not update? Because they changed the name. It's no longer the woman's voice from 30 Rock. It's just a voiceover actor going, ham.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. They got sued.
Why? They got sued.
We took a hard tangent. For people who don't know, there is an app called Ham Horn where I forget who is a character in 30 Rock where the woman goes, ham. And anyway, they put that. Well, that's the air horn. And then ham is different now. So anyway. Oh, you maybe didn't know.
Do I have
an update? I think mine's different. We'll compare and contrast later. So again, This had Trump sweating again. He then tweeted more about Russian collusion is a total hoax. This is a disgrace, just total trying hoax. To tear everything down. Then he was saying, like, looking back on history, who was treated worse? Alphonse Capone, legendary mob boss.
Alphonse.
Literally full, gave his Christian name.
Alphonse.
Well, someone who I think is Wikipedia drag and dropping things into their tweets.
You're right.
And then he's like, or Paul Manafort, political operative and Reagan Dole darling, now serving in solitary confinement. Okay, my man, we get it. You're panicked to shit and you don't know how to tell everybody that, so you just tweet a bunch of bullshit. I think it's also important to remember that today, this journalist, Murray Wass, he released an article where he alleges that he's seen evidence that Mueller also has that definitively basically proves that Donald Trump knew that Michael Flynn had been compromised and was acting on behalf of the Russian government as an agent or whatever. And before, Trump was saying, like, no, I didn't know that. When I asked Comey for a loyalty oath or him to, quote, go easy on Flynn, I had no idea. I wasn't obstructing justice. I was just, you know, just saying shit out loud because I didn't know.
But I was putting justice on pause, if you will. You know what I mean? I wasn't obstructing it.
I was just like, hold up real quick.
Hold on, justice.
Just less, a little less justice.
I'm going to let you finish.
Right. Yeah, a little more conversation, a little less justice. So, yeah, again, and they were saying, like, it's pretty damning evidence. If true, then, I mean, there's... It seems like Mueller has a lot to show us when he finally writes his report. So, yeah, I think I would be a little bit nervous too. But again, I don't know. Going back to what you're saying, Barry, I don't know what it would take for at least his base to abandon him.
Because I thought about that.
Because even yesterday at his rally in Florida, there were a bunch of QAnon conspiracy theorists like out in the shots with Q shirts on, people holding Q. And for people who don't know what the QAnon conspiracy theory is, it's about this person who calls himself or herself Q and claims to be like a government intelligence person with Q level clearance. Like he knows everything or she knows everything. I just want to make sure in case Q is a woman, you know, I want to keep that space open. But I feel like
careful with your pronouns.
Yeah. I feel like this is the work of a very lonely person.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that whole theory is basically sort of to comfort Trump supporters to be like, dude, this whole Mueller thing has nothing to do with collusion. It's actually Trump and Mueller working to take down Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And they're just doing this to confuse the deep state. And you're like, yo, people are really, it's
people
mainstream
are also flat
now.
Earthers. I mean, it's
But it's, I guess anything to preserve your reality, right? Because
you look for evidence to agree with you, not disagree.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's like my mom is a Trump supporter, and nothing I say would ever kind of change her mind because there's always Fox News being like, no, the left's lying to you, and anything they say is a lie. I actually think the only thing that would turn Trump supporters against Trump is if it came out that he was gay.
He was black.
If there was a video.
Somehow we found out that Trump was black. And they'd be like, oh,
even that,
shit.
I think they'd be like, we own it now. We have it.
You're
ours.
You're right.
I think if he was gay, if it came out like the P video, if that was with male hookers, I think that would end his presidency.
Yeah, the misogynist, gender normative, heteronormative base of his.
I think that would be it.
I said this last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. I feel like. Even the pee tape wouldn't be enough.
No.
Because
it would help them.
It might be liberating for them because, you know, all those Republicans who hate gay people are closeted gay people. Sexuality is a spectrum and, you know, they're just jealous. But so it might be liberating. They'd be like, oh, yes, we can all come out.
I feel like if the pee tape is
what
like.
What about a micro penis? If he had a micro penis?
No, because a lot of those probably do.
Yeah, but they would never admit it. They would be like, I would never.
I'm about to start selling.
I want a president that looks like me.
Yeah.
Big penis.
I'm going to start selling news to Trump supporters because they really trying to buy anything.
I mean,
and be like, look, y'all know this is just the end of time. Zenom finna come back.
Zenom. Honestly, I mean, you look at Diamond and Silk Lacey, there is a way if you could catch of being a problematic woman of color who stands for Trump.
I could make a lot of money this
you could
way.
The shit
yeah, that's
out
it.
Of them. I mean,
listen,
my God.
Y'all Venmo me. I'm going to send y'all my theories about
Trump. Yeah, right,
Trump.
Exactly.
Yeah, y'all don't know, but he actually Jesus.
Ooh. Yes. All right, well, let's work a little bit on those theories during the break because we will be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
And we're back. And we wanted to talk a little bit about the whole 3D gun issue we were talking about yesterday. A judge has temporarily blocked Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed, his attempt to put 3D gun printing instructions online. So that's good for now. But, you know, we kind of wanted to sort of re-examine the whole tweet that Donald Trump had yesterday when he's like, I'm looking into 3D plastic guns being sold. Already spoke to the NRA. Doesn't seem to make sense. And we're just sort of like, what is it about the, like, why is the right kind of okay with 3D guns when they're clearly a dangerous thing? Like, John Malkovich's fucking character, I remember, like, in The Line of Fire, didn't he have a fucking plastic gun that he was planning to use, like, in the thing? Like, the idea of a plastic gun is a very dangerous prospect for any law enforcement person or human beings.
Also wasteful. You don't want to use plastic.
Yeah. Let me look at what it's doing to the seas.
Lil Wayne taught me about plastic guns.
Really?
Yeah. There's a rap line where he's like, and she was like, how shoot if it's plastic? Yeah. That's when I first learned about. Yeah. It was a plastic gun because then you can like get it through before you could get it through TSA when it was just metal.
Yeah.
But now they like look at shapes.
Yeah, exactly. They give you that body scan. Look at you naked.
My take on this is we're fucked. That's it. It's over.
Of course. I mean,
if it's out there, we're not going to block it.
I don't know, man. I think that one, accessibility to 3D gun printers isn't going to be for your average Joe Blow. It's going to be for the people who
can
already afford.
There's 3D printers in libraries in Austin, Texas.
Yeah. And
is
you can get
crazy?
And they're becoming more and more
that's
affordable.
True. They're at design schools. I've seen them.
It's crazy.
I think
I don't know once you're allowed to have three. But then again, it's like how many metal detectors are stopping guns?
Right.
Are they?
I mean, I don't think anyone's
like how many
stupid
guns are they
enough
seizing
to keep
at metal
fucking,
detectors.
I mean, yeah. If you're dumb enough to have a blammer on you and walk through a fucking metal detector, like what the fuck?
Yeah,
you're either the
like
dumbest
who's
dude.
Who's going to the airport with guns? I guess you would just do it then. If you
yeah, right.
Yeah.
But again, like the whole NRA thing, it's like, why do they need to chime in? You'd think they would be against having these guns like being proliferated because they can't profit off it, or the traditional gun industry can't profit off it if people are just making their own shit at home. And, you know, as our writer Jan McNabb put it, it's like, you'd think that they would be treating these guns the same way the music industry treated Napster. Like,
right.
We don't, what the fuck are you doing? But again, it's just, they're very, very fine with it. And I think it makes sense until you realize that these guns can't be traced or registered. And that is a big gun control advocacy, like, concern, is that, like, it's the registering of guns that they are very, very concerned about. It's like their second biggest fear is a registry, because that means that they could take your guns. And a lot of hardcore gun owners, they've been pushing back because there are quotes from people saying, hey, well, stuff goes to hell. I guess if there's liberals in control of the government, they don't want their guns to be confiscated.
Hey, I think we should go back to Chris Rock's joke. Just don't allow bullets to be sold.
Or make them so expensive.
Because you're not going to 3D print bullets.
Yeah.
And if you make bullets really hard to get, then it'll prevent a lot of that stuff.
Make one bullet $20,000.
Yeah.
I just... Like, we act like we have gun control now. We don't.
Right.
So, like, everyone's like, oh, but gun control. I'm like, bruh, I've been in shootings that I forgot about.
I have three on me right now, on my person.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad shootings are. I was a friend of mine actually was in a shooting recently in L.A., and thank God he was okay. But it made me think, like, oh, my God, I don't know how I would act if I was in a shooting. And I was like, oh, fuck, I've been in many shootings.
Yeah.
Like, I had to really think back. I don't know. Like, we don't have gun control as it is right now. And also, I don't know about the bullets thing. Or like making the guns more expensive, but I think like if you have a gun and if you really are quoting the Second Amendment, bruh, that was so that if the government knocked on your door and was like, hey, it's lit, we're gonna need you to join the army real quick, you would do it. So if you own guns, are y'all ready to go fight for the country? Like,
well, no, or in this case, fight against the country, or let's be real, it's the fear of the Browns that a lot of people are hoarding their guns.
Meanwhile, we are the ones who should be afraid. You know, I actually fake like lock my door and grab my purse when I see white people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm afraid. No, I'm kidding, but.
Well, the other thing that they also do is, you know, they always compare, they do this thing. I know it's a joke.
Guys, I love white people. I'm employed by so many white people, please. It's a joke.
The other weird thing that they always push is this whole idea, the gun registration thing is like, they always liken it to the Holocaust.
Oh, God.
And they use this weird fake argument that it was the gun registry. Like, even Ben Carson has said in his book that the gun registry that allowed Hitler to dearm the Jews, which is not true, okay? If you really want to have a herstory lesson, look at this. The German public was disarmed in 1919 at the behest of England, France, and the United States, which was part of the Treaty of Versailles, which was basically trying to limit private firearm ownership in Germany to reduce Germany's ability to rearm itself because they already done fucked around and started a war. So... And again, if you put that in the context of the Holocaust, I mean, there were relatively few of those Jews that were killed during the Holocaust were actual citizens of pre-war Germany anyway. So again, this is just part of their fear-mongering tactics that they use to just misinform us and try to be like, well, you know, what happened with the Holocaust? Like,
so,
oh, now you care about the Holocaust, but you're fine with Nazis?
If the government wants to take you from somewhere or they want to come to your house, you don't have bigger guns than the government.
Yeah.
True.
Right. You're not going to be fighting the military with your Glock.
Yeah.
Like,
do
what
you
are
have
you
a
doing?
Smart bomb?
Have you seen the guns and the missiles that the
right.
Army has?
Well,
they have
robot
killers
now. I think
now.
Texas and Nevada, they'd probably put up a good fight because
yeah.
Like, you can have like military grade.
We would.
Like firearms there.
We do.
I guess they just don't have an Air Force. That's the one difference, is like normal citizens can't have fighter jets. So.
I mean, they don't have fighter jets, but they do own planes.
And
so
you
many
could
of
just
my
throw
friends
a grenade
in
out
Texas
that bitch.
Have planes.
They
yeah.
own planes?
Yeah, I would like go flying
like
with my friends.
Like a prop plane? Like a propeller plane? Just a regular? Or
just like plane? Like, because you
like
know,
jets?
You can like, yeah,
what?
Like jets.
What?
Or like you can go.
Who are you friends with?
You. All right, money bags.
No, but like they would like go, like you could get your pilot's license when you're like, I think like 12, but you can start flying on your own when you're like 17, I think,
okay.
Something like that. I might be wrong about that, but I know it's pretty young. But I had friends like in high school who would like take me flying and stuff.
Damn.
Yeah, okay. And they would be flying the plane themselves.
Shout
yeah.
out to Dallas.
I mean, they're not fighter jets.
No. I mean, they're not fighter jets. They're not
What does
cool.
a plane go for?
I don't know.
What's on Craigslist? I'm sure you can probably get something for 10 grand.
This is a way off track, but I just found out, like, you know, I think it's a big dream to own a private plane one day, right? To be like, wow, that would be amazing. You could just get in your jet, fly anywhere around the world. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much it costs? Like, even if you spend the, like, $30 million or whatever, $40 million it is to buy a jet, it's $10,000 an hour just to operate it.
Right. Yeah, with the fuel and like, the pilot costs. Yeah.
Yeah. You're still got to pay money once have it. That's how you could just get a jet and that's it. And you're just like, now I'm just pumping some gas and I'm ready to go.
Go by the gas station.
Yeah, it's like super expensive.
Unless
to
you
even
yourself
operate
are piloting it and you're like, I've actually know how to fuel my own jet. I'm the pilot. I can clean it and just leave me
and that's
my G3 alone.
And I'm the flight attendant.
Yeah. I get my own snacks.
I sit down, I put on autopilot. I nearly crashed a couple times, but it's all good. Speaking of opulence, let's check in with the scam goddess herself. Lacey Mosley, because we you know, you like a good scam.
Oh, I love a good scam.
And someone has pulled a scam that may have actually affected a lot of us in our youth.
All of us.
Yes.
So for 10 years, so from
12, I think, right?
Yeah. 12 years. From 1989 to 2001. How many years?
Yep, that's 12.
Yes, 12 years.
There you go.
Jerome Jacobson, a.k.a. Uncle Jerry.
Okay, that's a good scammer name.
I know. Uncle Jerry's a good scammer name. I wish I could have ran into him. He could have been Zaddy Jerry to me, honey. So he started... Okay, so he worked in security. This could be a movie. This really could be a movie. I'm going to produce this movie.
Okay.
But he worked in security for Monopoly. And during this time, I have to put on my newscaster voice.
Okay.
During this time when Uncle Jerry was working for Monopoly...
Or the people... Was it Monopoly or like the marketing company?
It was the marketing company that
for the board game?
Yes,
for the
Monopoly.
Oh, for the McDonald's
yes,
game.
So, so Uncle Jerry worked in security for the company that distributed and created the Monopoly game pieces that were played during McDonald's Monopoly Millionaire
Sweepstakes
promo.
Yeah, I was so good at that back in the day.
Yes. But has anyone wondered why many of us never won $1 million cash prizes or even like $25,000?
Most I won was a hash brown, free hash brown for breakfast.
Right? The reason is that Uncle Jerry eventually started siphoning these Monopoly winning tickets and these, like, you had to have this, like, kind of special barcode thing that was like a sticker that went with it to verify it. He started siphoning them and then giving them to his relatives, people. Like, the first person he did this on was his cousin in Florida. He gave him a $25,000 Monopoly winning ticket, and he won, and so he gave him kind of commission from it. And then he did it again with his butcher in Atlanta, who was his close friend. I'm like, who your butcher, your close friend? Okay.
Who has a butcher?
Right. This guy.
Hey, shout out to Albertsons.
So he gave him a $10,000 winner, and then the guy gave him a commission of $2,000. So then, actually, Monopoly changed its whole kind of system, and things kind of died down for a second. But when it was optimized with more technology, they started to be able to control who won, because it would be like a little scanning like device. So they could basically decide after things were distributed, because back in the day when he started doing it, it was like he would show up. He'd be on these flights. He'd be like spinning bread. He would go to Ruth Chris afterwards and order the whole menu and shit. Like, he was like that dude, Ruth Chris. You know, like,
that's fancy for a guy who's pulling a McDonald's Monopoly scam.
Yeah, right.
So he would have to show up and they would bring a forklift of like the little fry holders and he would individually place all of the winning tickets. And he had an advisor who followed him who was a woman. So the only time he got secret time to himself was in the bathroom. And he had created a vest for this job, which I don't know why the hell any company would let their security guard create their own vest. Yeah.
Wait, so that he could keep the pieces on
him? Yeah, so that he could keep the pieces on him. So when it started, it was more basic. Like, he had all the winning pieces on his person. And then when they optimized with more technology, it got to the point where they would be able to distribute all of these little barcoded pieces and then decide which ones would be the winning ones.
But back then, he was just handing out like the instant win pieces.
He was
like,
handing out instant win pieces.
Here's 25 grand. Here's 50, whatever.
So one day, a package accidentally came to him from Hong Kong with these little stickers. So then it was like all the way up. Like, he was all the way in the game.
Wow.
Because he found out that nobody in Canada would ever win the jack prize because Monopoly would make it so that they couldn't win because they didn't want the money going up to the Great White North is what they called
it.
Because it's like less densely populated there. So they wanted people winning in the States.
They do more volume
on McDonald's.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So when he optimized, then he was just out here going ham. He started like spreading his business
Yo,
out.
He had a web of people that were getting prizes. In the
How
article,
much did
they say,
he make?
Mobsters, psychics, strip club owners, convicts, drug traffickers, and even a family of Mormons.
A family of Mormons.
Who won almost every prize for 12 fucking years.
We didn't have a fucking chance.
How did they not verify that?
He made $24 million approximately.
Oh, wow.
He ended up having to pay 12.5 in restitution and do 3 years in jail time.
That's worth it.
This all happened around 9/11, so it got buried in the news cycle up until now.
So he was controlling the whole thing.
Yes, yeah. He was a
That's nuts.
Kingpin. And I was like, I'm so proud of you, Uncle Jerry. Like,
yeah.
I can't imagine
away.
Having
I just thought
the
I was
audacity.
Unlucky. I bought so much stuff.
Oh, my
those things.
You would never get Boardwalk. I'm like, no. If I just get Boardwalk, I can get the
Uncle
million
Jerry
dollars.
Uncle Jerry had them all.
Yeah.
Uncle Jerry had all the Boardwalks.
I was always getting fucking Reading Rainbow or whatever. Or Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Reading Railroad.
Reading Railroad. I'm yeah. like, Reading Rainbow. LeVar
I'm like, Reading
Burton.
Rainbow? Yeah, fuck
LeVar Burton was also in the scam, guys.
Ventnor.
I can do anything. Just take a look. Uncle Jerry's
a
crook. He's scamming the game now. Okay, but lastly, before we go, I just want to mention one thing. The MTV VMAs are about to happen, and they announced that their Lifetime Achievement Award, the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award, is going to Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block. And I feel some type of way about that because Missy Elliott has yet to receive this award, which is the award given to people for, you know, having a career of iconic music videos.
Yeah.
I mean, look, J-Lo, iconic for sure. You know, she's J-Lo. But is she the kind of person I think, man, those J-Lo videos, I really fuck with those. I mean, I just remember like her being on a beach all the time.
Yeah.
I can't even think of any J-Lo videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about the one with the lasers?
Wasn't that Britney?
See, again, but this is a testament to how you can't remember a J-Lo video, really.
Well, J-Lo's also responsible for all the poor fashion choices we made in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
She made those rhinestone belts popular. She made those sunglasses.
Glasses with the rhinestones?
With the rhinestones and then the gradient. They would be like blue up top and then they'd be like clear at the bottom.
With a little bejeweled heart.
Boosty caca.
Yes. She had bitches out here wearing fedoras.
Yeah.
She had us wearing those large roped gold belts.
Yes.
Everything is her fault. But her music videos was just like her rolling around to some sand and like putting her finger next to
her
mouth. Like,
I think of so many Missy Elliott videos, especially the ones with Hype Williams early on, are like amazing. Then
they're great.
Like,
Pass the Dutch, Sock It to Me,
Busta Rhymes,
Minute Man,
Busta Rhymes
had great videos too. I think he may have won, but I don't know.
Did he win?
Let's see.
Maybe
Busta's
she's a
great.
Bitch. Actually, is the 16th.
Oh.
She's a Bitch, the song by Missy Elliott. That music video is still the 16th most expensive music video that was ever produced.
16th?
Yeah, it was like millions of dollars. Number one is Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson in Scream. That's the most expensive video that was ever produced.
Where they're playing racquetball. Right?
Yeah, like weird space ball.
Yeah.
And then they had those weird vibrating balls that had the like...
Yeah.
Like rubber spikes coming off.
Yeah,
that was just
fun.
Like you go to KB Toys and they just
ball.
Had that like weird thing that was just like vibrating shitty toys.
Why
that
go to the YMCA. Why are they spending
they were
so much
10,
money?
10,000 each.
Whoa. Yeah, like since, let's see, that's been Duran, Hype Williams, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Beyonce, Kanye West, Rihanna, Pink, Jennifer Lopez. Like, yo, I mean, you know, I get Riri. I feel like Missy Elliott could definitely get in there before Pink.
I'm just like, Missy Elliott can still reenact these music videos. And she actually did last year at the VH1 Awards. I'm like, come on now.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of singing, dancing, well, not dancing.
Show Virginia
singing,
some respect.
Dancing, all the costumes. She was doing work. And it was always so innovative. It was stuff we had never seen before. I'm
I mean,
come on now. J-Lo,
you know
I don't see you body rolling with some oil on in front of a green screen for like 20 years.
Right.
I really like the Justin Bieber Sorry video where that dance troupe is dancing,
mm-hmm.
yeah. right, in front of the white background.
Oh,
I still
yeah,
watch
yeah.
that.
Well,
yeah,
good.
I like it.
I love Cry Me a River.
That's it.
That was a great one. And, you know, Kore kara minna de ojotte sawago sawago.
Hey,
you know, that's all
yes.
All right, well, guys, that does
I
it
never
for
tried that part of
today.
It.
Today, yeah. That or Otomojiko. That was another part in, what is it, Get Your Freak On.
Yes.
Barry, it's
yeah.
been a pleasure, man. Thank
you
so much for coming
Thanks,
through.
Thanks, guys.
Where can people find you, support you, Venmo
at
you?
Barry Rothbart on Venmo and Twitter and Instagram and all those things.
Cool.
Yeah.
And your podcast?
Podcast is on the Starburns Network. It's called Saving the World. Barry and Lucas, go to wherever the hell you get podcasts. And
cool.
Get it.
And what you guys talk about?
We get high, and then we talk to people who are doing good things for the world and talk about how we can save the world.
I would be a terrible fit for that.
Real positive, fun. Free-flowing, much like yours.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. What's a tweet? Is there a tweet that you've been looking at that you've liked to shout out?
Yeah, I wanted to shout out Michelle Obama talking about LeBron's new school.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Which is incredible. Yeah. I think I don't know if you guys spoke about it on the show.
No, we haven't yet. We'll probably do that tomorrow. The I Promise School.
Yeah, because he takes care of the kids. Yeah. He takes care of their parents.
Yeah.
He gives them all a bike.
And a helmet. Yeah.
And lunches, and yeah, it's incredible. So she said, Barack Obama and I are so proud of King James and the I Promise School. Kids in Akron and across the U.S. are lucky to have you as a role model on and off the court. Keep using your platform for good and giving our kids a chance to shoot for the stars. Star emoticon, basketball emoticon. Hashtag reach higher. Hashtag better make room.
Yeah. There you go.
Cool, right?
Yeah. And it's like guaranteed tuition at the University of Akron, too, if they graduate.
Yes, that's another thing. They pay for tuition if you graduate. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, see? Yes. This is the world we live in, though, that we need the millionaires to fucking do the shit that the government should be doing.
Well, they own all the money.
Yeah.
They own
exactly. So at least, hey, you're doing it for good.
Yeah. 1% got the 90%'s money. Yeah. Throw it back.
Oh, we'll get into that tomorrow. Lacey, what about you?
Oh, ooh, guys. So you can find me at Diva Lacey, DivaLaci, on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, if you want to learn about my latest scams on my Instagram stories.
Yeah, the gram is lit.
It is. I was at some political functions the other day, so now I'm a politician. Y'all donate to my campaign. It's also the same name on Venmo. Shout out to all of y'all who actually Venmoed me asking about your futures. I love you guys. That was hilarious.
And you're keeping all the money.
I am. Yeah, the money's mine.
Yes. The money is mine. The money
but
is
thank
mine.
Y'all
the money is mine.
So much. We're contributing to the United Negro
Scammer Fund.
Scammer Fund. And then my favorite tweet right now, it's about makeup. So this one's for the ladies. Guys, you can totally tune out.
Well, I use concealer, so don't assume.
Ladies, which concealer is good to use when filling in your eyebrows? I've never filled in mine before, but I want to have that full look when I'm trying to beat my face. I heard NARS brand was good, but it's very expensive. Okay. The men have stopped listening by now. How do y'all be getting these old men to pay y'all bills?
Amazing.
Please answer my question. Thanks so much, ladies.
You can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist, on Instagram at The Daily Zeitgeist. We got a Facebook fan page for all you Russian hackers out there. We have a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our show links and our footnotes. There we go. And also, let's see. Let me tell you a quick tweet that I like today. Again, Reductress comes through with an amazing headline. It's a photo of a couple in bed who look very awkward. And the text of it says, "What turns you on?" asks man, hoping it will be his small dick from behind. Oh, Reductress. And yeah, and if you want to find out also on that little website we got, we also link to the song that we ride out on. And today, Anna Hosnier, bring the heat. What we got?
So today, thank you, Miles, for having me back on the show.
My pleasure. I see you every day on the show.
I'm going to recommend a song by the band Yellow Days, which is just a 19-year-old from Surrey.
From Surrey? That is actually
Surrey.
In England, and you said that like an Australian.
I don't know anything. His name is George Vanderbroek. Yeah, his band is Yellow Days. He's 19 years old, and this song is called The Way Things Change. And I thought it's really cool. He's got a good voice. I'm really into it. It's very laid back. And the name of the band, Yellow Days, it refers to, I don't really know how to say it, synesthesia, which is like how you perceive colors while listening to music. I think that's trippy.
All right.
I used to smoke a lot of weed. So I still do. I really like this kind of stuff. Because my mom might be listening.
Well, guess what, Anna's mom? She be smoking weed right now.
Yeah, Anna's mom.
Mom.
Hey, get that spoon
you.
Out. Cook that shit up.
What?
All right, guys. Well, so there goes my mic.
Oh, my God.
I have destroyed the studio. Anyway, so that is today's show. We're riding out on that. We'll see you tomorrow because it is a daily show. Bye.
Holy shit. What in the world?
I can't.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.